The Polytones with We Call This Dancing. It's Thursday the 3rd of March. The time now is 10:17, and in studio with me, I have Maxine Gibbon, a freelance creative coordinator with an eye for absolutely everything stylish. Good morning to you, Max. How are you? Good. Let's get you a little closer. I can, and I know that our listeners can too. Let's see what's happening here. Where's the music at? Give us a second. There we go. What is going on here? There we go. Sorry to everybody who was listening. That is a first blunder for me on air, and I will take it in my stride because I'm brand new at this.
Chin up, girl.
Lovely to have you in studio, Max.
Thanks,
and
man.
So nice to have you share a little bit about the world of sustainable styling and everything that that means.
Yes.
So let's jump right in. I met Maxine at a swap shop. And if you're listening, it's not as scary as it sounds. It's actually a lot of fun. So it's where you get together and you literally swap your clothes for other clothes with absolutely no cost involved. Yeah. Drinks and eats and girly chats, lovely space to network. And this is something that you and a bunch of friends got together and coined.
Yes. So it literally started myself and two other girls. We were sitting in a cafe in Lychee Orchard. I think it might have been Delicious at the time.
Oh, yes. I missed that,
good,
by the way.
Hey? And this is all 2018 already. Three of us sat and we were chatting about our cupboards and, this girl had something really nice and I had something really nice. And also this girl was tired of that. And could we actually swap and play and create something fun out of that? And it became a WhatsApp group and started really, really small and became a thing where then sort of every 2 to 3 months it grew and grew. Friends shared it with friends, and you basically bring a minimum amount of really good quality condition items. It could be clothing, it could be bags, shoes. We pop it all onto rails, we bring some eats, we bring some drinks, and I think the first one, if I remember, was at one of the estates clubhouses.
Yes.
And then we went to friends' beautiful gardens and almost like a picnic vibe. Then we've gone on to other venues like Breadology.
Yeah. Yeah,
they posted us, which has been so nice. Also, just from kind of sharing the love economy wise and, you know, kind of supporting them with all their goodies on offer as well, and pizzas and whatnot. So, yeah, it's just been a really fun afternoon or morning, generally on a weekend, as I said, every 2 to 3 months, where it's a chance for what I coin swap, shop, and share. So, swapping clothing that I personally get such a kick out of, seeing something on that I had in my cupboard and seeing it on a friend that just looks incredible. And
I almost wore my white top today.
I love it. And just also the way things are worn differently on different people.
Yes.
It just brings such a new life to a garment that you really, you know, might well have thrown away typically. And then the other aspect is there is a sell aspect, and that's again where maybe there are some really valuable pieces that people have in their cupboard, girls have in their cupboard, and they put a little price tag on it, and that keeps the love sharing amongst us there. And to share on from that is basically from when a shop or swap shop event is done, there's still always a bunch of items that are essentially left over. And what we then do, and it's always a different one, but we then go on and donate them to a place in need. And we can chat about that
Love that. I always say, and usually the most compliments that I receive on garments is when I have been wearing something and someone's like, oh my gosh, where is that from? And I'm like, a swap shop. And they're like, what? Because people are used to the term thrifting, you know, they've gone to a place where they can go and shop your grandpa's style. But swapping clothes seems bizarre to people.
Yes.
But honestly, my absolute favorite pieces have come from swap shops. And like you say, it might be something that's tired in your cupboard. Maybe you're tired of wearing it, but it's something brand new to somebody
else. Absolutely.
And I mean, it doesn't cost a thing to your budget or the environment.
Exactly. And even from a waste point of view, there also are instances where, you know, especially now, COVID times, a lot of shopping's been done online. You know, when we had all that period of time where we actually couldn't even access a store.
Yeah.
You know, shopping was done online, and that is just the way of the world now. But you often end up with items that aren't the right fit and the right size when they finally come to, and you can't return. So, you know, you sit with beautiful pieces with price tags on, but essentially of no use to you. So that's another way that at least we, with the swap shops, you kind of, you know, you it can continue its lifespan and get the shine it deserves.
And I love the term you coined about gently worn as well. Like, that's the key word over here. You're not going to bring, like, your oldest loungewear set that you've been wearing for 10 years, please. but like a gently worn garment, like you say, sometimes the garments even have price tags left on them. And this is something that anybody can start in and amongst their own friendship groups, you know?
Absolutely. Like I said, this was me and two girls a couple of years ago sitting at a coffee shop. I think we'd gone for brunch, and the idea came to life. And yes, the actual group is largely Ballito based. Mm-hmm. A few girls like myself travel from Durban North. But I mean, the ideal would be to grow this, get girls doing this up in Hillcrest, get girls doing this down the coast. You know, and I say girls, but to be honest, it's been said a few times in our recent swap shops, the boys need to get going on this as well. Right? Like,
if Nick buys another t-shirt, if another t-shirt gets put into that cupboard, I will absolutely die. But he wants new t-shirts. Like, why can't he just swap a t-shirt?
Absolutely. Spread this amongst the guys. And even, I know some of the young mums in our group have also started to speak about this from a kiddie's perspective as well. That. You know, kiddie's clothing is such a short lifespan because they grow so quickly. So,
genius. Absolutely.
It would be
genius.
So great to just keep spreading and sharing that love across the different ages and sizes, isn't it?
And speaking of spreading the love, can you elaborate on some of the organizations that we've been able to help through the swap shops?
Yes. So there was one swap shop event in particular where we actually ended up doing, we had quite a few items, and we ended up doing, I think it was like a 10 rand or 20 rand rail, so to speak.
Yes.
That money we then, obviously all gathered and pulled together, and we actually put that towards Sable's Creatures, which is a pro-life animal rescue here in Ballito. We've also been able to donate to Co-House in Durban, which is a place of safety for women in crisis.
Incredible.
It's either the garments and pieces that we collected either went straight to the women in need themselves, or they then were able to put it into their charity shop, and those funds go back straight into the running of the NPO.
Wow. So they were actually able to source stock for their shops through these garments that have maybe been lying in somebody's cupboard forever, giving them new life.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And another big one that is also very close to our heart is we were able to get a really, really good amount of stuff particularly to Charity Hop Shop in Glenwood.
Yeah.
And Charity Hop Shop is actually a part of Holla, and Holla is the House of Love and Hope. They are a registered place of safety for abandoned babies, neglected babies, particularly babies and small children with special needs.
Wow.
And the charity shop actually supports 60% of their running of the organization as well. So to be able to 60%.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So to be able to, you know, again, as you say, stock that shop and the funds going straight back into that, you know, then back into the running of Holla, who's doing amazing work.
Wow.
It just, the lifespan of a garment extends beyond if you calculate, you know, the impact that it's made once it's swapped and shared.
That is exactly what I'm sitting thinking. Yeah, it's so funny how that idea popped into your head. I'm thinking about this little fabric being sewed into a t-shirt in a factory somewhere, and you know, the journey and lifespan of that t-shirt, the places that it will see, the bodies that it will touch, the lives that it will change. And this is just one simple little t-shirt, you know. And how many of those little t-shirts do you have in your cupboard? And on that, what is the environmental impact? You know, if you have to stand in front of your closet, open it up, and just imagine what it costs not only the producers but the environment in terms of water for one measurable. I mean, what impact did the environment have to produce that one garment? I'm sure, even though we can't chat exact stats over here, just by facilitating more of these swap shops, you are having a direct impact on the environmental impact of shopping new.
Absolutely. I think the big thing is, it could be quite a daunting thought and thinking that, you know, because you are just one person, can you really make that much of a difference? But you really genuinely can. I mean, it's thrifting, it's purchasing from sustainable brands, it's mending the clothes that you already have, or treating the clothes that you already have with a lot more care so that they have a longer lifespan. Yes. Being a lot more conscious and aware. It's not to say that you're never going to have something new. That's not going to go away. I mean, fast fashion, yes, is still there. But something new, maybe through a different lens. Is it something new because you've gotten it from someone at a swap shop and it's new to you?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Borrowing, also turning your old clothes.
Upcycling,
yes, to an extent, but also clothes that really maybe have come to the end of their tether.
Yes.
Turning them into rags in that sense. So, yes, they are, they're still being used, but then obviously for a different purpose. Like nothing can really has to go to waste. I think just by reducing or lessening our cupboard space and decluttering, it already does have an
impact. Max, thank you so much for sharing all of these ideas. I think the take home point here is that you really can make a difference in such a small way, and please do start swap shops in and amongst your friends. It's such a creative space to get together, to network, to share, and to
create connection.
They really do. And speaking of, I'd love to leave the listeners with some connection to you, because like I said, Max has got an absolute gorgeous eye for styling. You have styled shoots before, you work as a creative director and pulling shoots together. I actually don't know how to bundle your title up, but how can people connect with you and get a taste of exactly what you can offer with your brilliant eye?
Sure. So I just off of my Instagram, which is Maxi_Bella, and in terms of the swap shop aspect, we have just started Swap Shop Share. The page is loading, but that is the other handle.
I love that. Thank you so much, Max. And I hope to see some tips and tricks on how to extend the lifespan of your products and how to actually care for your clothes better, because I think that's a niche that really isn't being touched on.
For sure. Yes. I'd love to expand on that, probably through socials and our next swap shop event.
Very cool. So you heard it here on Radio Life and Style on Mornings on the Move. Connect with Maxi on Maxi_Bella on Instagram, and look out for the Style Swap Shop Instagram page that is in production. And please do start your own swap shops in and amongst your friend groups. Headed back to the music here on Radio Life and Style. Next up, Ting Tings with Shut Up and Let Me Go.